Welcome to the She Believes She Could podcast. I'm your host, Allison Walsh. I am so glad you're here. This podcast is dedicated to motivating and inspiring you to chase your dreams while breaking down any barriers that may be holding you back or getting in your way. I've had the honor and privilege to work with hundreds of amazing clients over the last decade, and I wanted to be able to share valuable lessons, insights, and stories of success with you. My mission is for you to gain knowledge, hope, and inspiration from each episode. And I'd love to hear from you if there's a topic that you want to learn more about. This show is all about adding value to your life and empowering you to go for it. Before we get started today, I want to encourage you to check out all of the resources available on AllisonWalshConsulting.com. I've also added several a la carte options, including mock interviews, personal brand audits, website design, and my favorite, power sessions. Again, my goal is to help you be the best version of yourself. I promise if you invest in you, it will make a massive difference. Okay, now on to the show. Today's guest is Ashley Legg. She is a life artist, advocate for health, healer, and motivator, helping people create the life they love through mindful eating, movement, and a passion for life. She is the founder of Legg Day Fitness. She coaches hundreds of people to their health goals. She's a former news journalist for NBC affiliates across the country, and she's utilized her media skills to evolve her brand with a focus on human connection that touches the hearts of many. She recently spoke on the TEDx stage about facing fears, vulnerability, building meaningful relationships, and seizing opportunities. Ashley empathizes with life's struggles and continues to inspire people to take control of their mind and body and ultimately feel their best from the inside out. Legg Day Fitness is based in New Jersey, but reaches people worldwide. Welcome, Ashley. Okay, well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today. I am thrilled to be able to introduce you to our audience. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and what you're doing now?
My name is Ashley Legg. I grew up all over the United States. I like to say I was a tumbleweed. So I was born in Las Vegas, but raised in South Dakota, back to Las Vegas, where I went to college for broadcast and media studies, journalism. And then I was a reporter in the field for different NBC affiliates. So I traveled and lived in a lot of different places. And now I'm currently in New Jersey. My husband got a job on the East Coast. So we moved our family a few years ago, and that's where we're at now.
Awesome. So tell me more about what you do. I know you're in a couple different areas and arenas, very focused on health and fitness. Would you mind sharing more about that journey?
I run a business called Legg Day Fitness, which is a business that I started, and it's all about creating healthy lifestyles through mindful eating, movement, discipline, passion for life. And we also focus a lot on self-care. Because as I've aged and matured and become more wise, I realize how important taking care of your mental health is as well. So I incorporate that into my accountability programs. So I help people create their version of a healthy lifestyle through eating and also through fitness. And so I really love what I do. I left my career as a news reporter to pursue this, and I never thought that I would have a second career. So it was very shocking and a huge transition in my life. But I knew I was supposed to make that jump because I was so passionate and I had this fire that just wouldn't go away that I really wanted to help other people. So that's what I do now. My business model has changed over the years, just as, you know, business does for a lot of people as you evolve as a human. And throughout my health and fitness journey, I experienced infertility. And that is something that has completely shook me and my family. And so my plans have really focused on becoming geared towards being healthy from the inside out, because as we have gone through infertility, I realized like how crucial that is, that you could be following a diet plan and you could be look great, but if you're not healthy from within, there's really no point. You really have to just like cross those T's and make sure that you are doing everything you can and being just proactive with your health.
And it's so important too. And you touched on the mental aspect too, of like keeping yourself healthy mentally, inside as well. You know, it all ties together, and it's such an important concept. And I think sometimes we can easily overlook one or the other. And especially right now, I mean, I think mental health is such an issue that's going to continue to come to the surface as everybody's going through just a very disruptive time in our lives with everything going on, that it's really important that we keep ourselves in check and we take care of ourselves and everything. So that's wonderful that you're doing that. So do you have any wins that you'd like to share? I mean, you left your career to be able to do this full time, which is awesome. So have you had any milestones, any wins that you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I would say every day feels like a win, because when I help people change their lives and I get these messages like, oh my gosh, I tried on this dress, it fits so well, it was tight before, or, oh, I can order out and not feel like I'm doing the wrong thing, I have confidence, or I woke up and I looked in the mirror and was like, wow, I'm looking good, like my hard work is paying off. So those are like daily wins that I feel like I experience from my clients. Personal wins, I would say my most recent win for myself was I did a TEDx talk recently, and that was just incredible. I worked on my talk for over a year. It was really deep and personal, and I just felt so connected to my message, and I was so like excited that I had the opportunity to spread that. And so it just really connected me with a lot of people. And it also helped me learn about myself. And the biggest takeaway from that TEDx talk was vulnerability, and the fact that vulnerability is not weakness. Vulnerability is courageous. And through pain, through our infertility journey, I've been really open with my community online, my friends, my family, everyone around me. My husband and I decided that we wanted to speak out about this topic to let people know that they're not alone. And so the biggest takeaway I would say is that I realize as humans, we connect on pain points. And for me, it's infertility. For you, it might be, you know, losing a loved one, or another person might be losing your job and just feeling lonely and empty. But if you can open up, you just have no idea the people that you could connect with, and they are going to give you that sense of comfort that you need. And it allows you to push through and be resilient and come out on top in the end. So I would say that was my biggest accomplishment recently. And I still like have flashbacks. I have goosebumps because it was just like the biggest rush of my life.
Well, I'm sure. And that's huge too, being on a stage like that and sharing, like you said, like being vulnerable, opening yourself up, being willing to, you know, be your authentic self, because every opportunity, you never know who you're connecting with. And that's why like I love this podcast too, because people are listening, and I'm sure that your story of infertility is resonating. I mean, we lost our first. And so going through that pain, it really, you know, it's heartbreaking. And so I know that you're connecting with so many people that are listening right now that have experienced that too. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Yes. And to me, it's all about continuing the conversation, because, you know, when you're not living through something like infertility, you don't notice it around you, because people really don't talk about it. It's very rare. There's still stigma attached to pregnancy loss or infertility. But as soon as I opened up, it was like I was swarmed with love, and I just couldn't believe how many women and families suffer. And so I just decided that as we're living this, I really truly wanted to use my platform for the better and to talk about it. And at first it was scary and hard because I was embarrassed. I was mad. You know, you go through all these emotions like sad, angry, resentful. I was mad at my body. I didn't understand how I could be a health professional and not able to conceive and carry full term. It really broke me. And it's something I've had to work through. And that's where that self-care comes in, right? Like I believe in practicing daily gratitude, because it allows me to appreciate what I have instead of focusing on what I don't have, which is a baby right now. And that's what to me it was all about, is just being a voice out there for the people who suffer in silence, which if that's you, that is totally okay. People suffer differently. They deal with pain differently, and there's no right way. But I know for me, I feel like I heal daily by opening up, talking about it, and then being open to receiving comfort, which has also been very hard for me. But I feel like just through the internet and social media, strangers reach out to me and tell me their stories and give me hope. And I actually need that for my soul to like push forward and to not give up as a striving mother. And so I just think the power of opening up and connection is just life-changing.
It is. And everybody has their story, right? Like everybody's gone through something, right? Nobody has a perfect life. And I think over the years, I've seen at least a shift where I feel like a lot of people are starting to talk about it, are starting to expose the rawness. And I think it makes us all that much more accepting and also helps us process our own stuff too, which is a really good thing, right? We don't need to keep all this bottled in. And, you know, when it comes to infertility, it's so common, right? And you talk about there still being such a stigma attached to it. And, you know, when we were going through our journey in the beginning, we were trying to start a family and experience that loss. Like, I had no idea how common it was. And I was blown away to realize that. So thank you for sharing with that and about that. I think it's a really important conversation to have. So let's talk about your aha moment though, because you mentioned about, you know, quitting the job, going for it. Like, what was that aha moment? Like, it obviously was something that was in your soul. You talked about that, because that's, I think a lot of us have something that's in there that we're like, sometimes we feel like we're kind of shoving it down because we think we should be on a certain path. And then it just keeps coming back up like, oh, got to do this. So what was yours?
I would say it was just like a bunch of things together at once. My aha moment was when I just couldn't stop thinking about wanting to start my own brand and build my business. I was reporting, which is something I was so passionate about, but I slowly started to realize I could not wait to get off work so that I could go work on my side hustle. And it got to the point where I was investing way more energy over here and just, you know, going through the motions up here. And I was like, that's it. And as soon as I had the conversation with my husband, which that was kind of the scariest part, right? Going from two stable incomes to potentially one income, not knowing where my business was going to go. And when he gave me the okay, I guess this could be the aha moment, is like, I knew that I could do it. I knew that I could have the courage to leave my comfortable career, corporate job, to just taking a risk and putting my heart and soul into something and hoping that it worked out. And I think because I was so open throughout the process and just gave it everything, that people just started to resonate. They really started to connect with me and they were excited to see what I had to offer. And then slowly and surely, it just was like wildfire. I helped change one life, and then it was, you know, the next. And it was just this positive cycle of continuing to give. And that's where I am today. And I just love it.
That's awesome. So what about challenges though? Because I think we can always focus on the aha moments, the success, and get caught up in that. But then sometimes we don't share about the hardships or some of the difficulties in the process. So were there any challenges that you faced along the way?
I would definitely say, like, with the social media being so out there and it can mold people, I was scared. It's such a saturated market. And I knew though that social media was going to be the driving force behind building my business. And because most of my programs are predominantly online. And so I was afraid that, you know, there was that fear of judgment. There was that fear of criticism. There was the fear of not being lean enough or not having the six pack abs as the top personal trainer on Instagram. There was a fear of failure. There was the fear of, what did I do? What did I just do? Did I leave my news career to start a business that like might not progress? You know, there was so much self-doubt. And I really think that separates people from following their passions and their dreams, because there is so much uncertainty. But if you can push through that, and if you truly believe in yourself and your message and what you have to offer, that solution for people, you will reap that reward as long as you are honest and genuine and, you know, treat people with respect, treat yourself with respect. And it's just, it will happen. But I would say, you know, just like anything, I was afraid to fail. And I'm so happy that I pushed forward, because I'm still here and leaving my news career, as much as I loved it in the moment, was the best decision I've ever made.
That's incredible. And I, you know, talking about self-doubt and fear, I mean, that'll kill more dreams than failure ever will. And it's so easy for us to talk ourselves out of going for it because something else is more comfortable. And especially like during the time that we're in right now, I feel like we're going to see people finally throw their hat in the ring out of necessity more so than out of a potential new opportunity. See, I'm excited to see what happens with people finally going for it, maybe because now they have to, you know, because something else didn't work out. So it's going to be really interesting to see how we all kind of rebound from the current state of affairs that we're in.
I agree. And I think times are going to change, that even businesses are going to realize that people can work from home and you're getting that time back. And I really hope that when the quarantine is lifted, that when we go back to daily life, that we are going to be booming because people can't wait to get out, obviously, and businesses are going to come back. But my heart does go out to those smaller businesses that might not be able to reopen. And so that's one thing I was really excited about, me being on online mostly. I've been able to maintain my business, but it's just so different for everyone. It's scary.
It is scary, but it's also, necessity is the mother of invention, right? So I feel like there's going to be some good stuff that comes out of this.
And it has to be.
Exactly. What has been a lesson that you've learned that's really forced you to grow or stretch through this process?
I would go back to the message of just being open and sharing parts of you with the world, whether you start small or you start big. You know, when I say share you, it's just those vulnerable parts that, you know, they don't necessarily have to be attached to pain, but just something you're passionate about. And you could start sharing that with your small circle, your family and friends. And then when you feel confident, you can start spreading whatever your message is to a greater audience. And I think that as a human, we all have so much to offer. We all have so much to give. We are all beautiful. We have so many talents. So the world deserves to know you. So I feel so blessed that I am confident to be able to share myself, because I think a lot of people are afraid and sometimes hide behind things. And I just think people should open up and connect more, because you never know who you could reach. And with social media and online platforms, it's really endless. And you can use social media for the better rather than, you know, consuming for the wrong reasons. You can really, really connect with people. And I love that sense of human connection.
And it can be used for good. I think so often social media is, you know, it's getting a bad rap a lot of times these days, but yet you can channel it for good. You know, I think there are so many positive ways to tap into it, to get connected to communities, and that authenticity is what draws in people to you, right? Like, and it's why try to be something that you're not. So do you have any advice for anybody that's listening right now that's going, man, I want to start my own business, and what should I do? How should I do it? I want to be an online guru like Ashley. What do I do? So what would you say?
Beyond the fact that you do have to kind of get all your ducks in a row and make sure that you're in a place to do so, whether it's your balancing two things, like I was balancing reporting, working on my side hustle until I was comfortable and confident enough to leave my career, right? So you got to perfect that first. But then I would say, seriously, just do it, because you might regret it if you don't. And life is short. And I know that's, you know, cliche to say, but it really is. This is your one chance, your one life. And so if you are so passionate and you have the desire to do something else, do it. And if you do fail, at least you're going to learn something. And I guarantee that through those failures, you will find success somewhere, some silver lining or some win. And in the end, at least you know you tried. And so I just encourage people to live life on purpose and to do the things that truly make you feel alive.
Amazing advice. And I agree with you 1,000%.
No, it's we're connected.
Yes. No, I mean, it is. Some days feel long, but the moments are fleeting. And, you know, every day that goes by where you don't do something that moves you towards that goal, you're shortchanging yourself, right? And I think, as we've talked about, when you've got that fire in your soul, you can't ignore it. You deserve to go for it. And also opening yourself up to receive too, because even when you start down that path, while you might think this is the direction I'm going in now, as you work through that, other opportunities might present themselves simply because you threw your hat in the ring, like you went for it. So that's, I think, such an important thing for people to hear and to absorb and to do. So thank you for sharing that. This is the part of the show where I really like to learn more about who you turn to for inspiration. Are there any books or podcasts or TED Talks that we should listen to other than yours, which I'll definitely put the link in the description so we can check it out. But anybody else that you think we should read or listen to?
I'm a big fan of Rachel Hollis, and I just connect with her because she's a businesswoman, she's a mom, she's a friend, she's just relatable, you know? So I love her realness and rawness and like to the point. And so her books are incredible, her podcast. I've been trying to hit 10,000 steps daily, which is hard in quarantine. You have to be super intentional about walks and runs and working out. And I'll just put on her podcast and walk around and feel just powerful. You know, it's like exercising your body, but exercising your mind at the same time. So highly recommend her. And then if you're feeling in a more like kind of aggressive mood, Gary Vee, he's really good. You know, he swears a lot. So he kind of gets me pumped up sometimes if I'm in like the let's grind, I'm going to get this stuff done type mood. So sometimes I'll go to the nurturing side with Rachel, and then I'll go to the, you know, strong side with Gary Vee. So those would be my top two people.
I loved, you know, of course, Girl Wash Your Face. And then I was on the pre-order for Girl Stop Apologizing. And again, just really good things that we all need to hear, because we talk ourselves out of things all of the time, or we shortchange our ability to make an impact, or we take ourselves out of the game before it's even started. And I love that about her. But I agree with Gary Vee, like that unfiltered, raw, like, yeah. So.
Yes, that's a better way to explain it. Unfiltered and raw, yes.
But he also tells you a lot of stuff that you need to hear, and it hits you right between the eyes.
Exactly. But so you can see there too, there's that balance of femininity and then masculinity, which all have. So yeah, you'll definitely take away some golden gems from them.
Awesome. Any other influencers, or who are you following on Instagram that really lights your fire?
You know, it's really changed over the years. So I would just encourage people like to create more and consume less, to be honest. And really find the people that elevate your life that you're following, rather than, you know, make you feel not as worthy. And that's a tough one. So I've switched from a lot of fitness people to more business mindset and people who focus on bettering your self-care and your self-love. So I would say Amanda Bucci, she's a really good resource. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she went from fitness also to business, and now she's dabbling in spirituality. And so it's just nice to see people broaden their audience and dig into different topics. So she would be a top one for me right now.
Awesome. No, and I agree. I mean, I think watching people evolve too, and protecting your mindset, because again, using social media for good to inspire and not get you caught in a comparison trap is a really important suggestion. So yeah, definitely.
One more thing I want to add.
Yeah, no, please.
TikTok has become a very fun and lighthearted platform. I don't know if you're on it yet, but we actually did suffer our fourth loss in quarantine in March. And it was our first IVF cycle. And that's when I discovered TikTok. And I would scroll through and I would just laugh, because again, it comes back to that relatable, funny, lighthearted type content. And once you start liking things, it will suggest people to follow. So then it will really like tighten up your audience. Uh-huh. But I would definitely recommend, if you want to explore a new platform, TikTok is really fun. And it's bringing out this playful side in me that I didn't know. Like, I'm dancing again. Like, I don't know why I ever stopped dancing. And because I'm literally dancing in this room with a light, but it's something I look forward to on the daily.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm gonna have to follow you on TikTok for sure. I have to admit, I haven't quite figured out how to work it yet. And that made, you know, I think that part of that makes me feel really old.
It was the same way. I was actually frustrated. I had TikTok for a while before I finally did it. Uh-huh. Why do I feel so old? I have Instagram down. I have Facebook down. Why can't I get this? But it was one of those things that challenged me again. Uh-huh. And it was nice. And now I'm kind of finding my groove. I actually just started posting dances, but talking about fertility.
Oh, cool.
Fertility. And the audience that I've attracted by switching just a little bit of my content has been incredible. It went from like, not that likes or anything, but when you see the metrics starting out on a new platform, it's really fascinating to watch. So like, I would go from 200 likes to now it's like 20,000 because
Wow.
you found the audience.
You found your people. You found your tribe.
You resonate with people and they connect. And that is the power of social media. It's incredible.
Yeah. So I have to admit, I downloaded like top 10 tips or whatever, a guide to using TikTok yesterday. So I'll find you. I'll be there soon.
The push that you needed.
Yeah.
To get on it.
I'll be working on this weekend. So. Oh my goodness. So how should the audience keep up with you? Obviously, I'm going to have to start including some TikTok username things, like whatever, in the description. So
I would say I'm definitely most active on Instagram, my business Facebook page, which I'll get you all that information. But my business is Leg Day with 2 G's. And that is my husband's last name. So people joke that I married him for that name.
Works out perfectly with the branding.
I used to train legs like twice a week. So anyway, it's Leg Day on Instagram, Facebook, and my business website, and then TikTok, of course. And just connect with me, interact. You know, I always try to get back to my DMs and comments. It may take me a little longer, but I really love having those one-on-one messages and voice memos now you can do on Instagram, which is so powerful. And so I'll do that because it's better than typing all the time. So you can just follow me on any of my accounts.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you, Ashley, for sharing today. It was a true pleasure to get to know you, and I am just grateful for this time with you. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed the show today. We're going to keep this conversation going over on Instagram at Allison Walsh Consulting, and of course on AllisonWalshConsulting.com. If you want to be a part of our amazing community, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast and give us a 5-star review. If you're in need of any extra support or are interested in taking your life to the next level, please don't hesitate to reach out. And remember, I believe in you 1000%, and my goal is that you do too. Take care. Bye-bye.